How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
People can tell when you're doing the inner work. Hey, it's Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of three boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go. Hey, ladies, I'm back, and today is your Friday Reflect and Review. I think that's what I'm calling it. I don't know. I just know I'm reflecting on Fridays. So that's what I'm doing today. So I've been reflecting on the last few weeks and kind of what have I been learning. Many things that I've been learning. But what I wanted to talk about today was that people can tell when you're doing the work. And what I mean by that is, if you haven't seen already, head on over to my Instagram. My Instagram handle changed, but it's still me. It's Heather Chauvin. So just look me up on Instagram and follow me. And I put up my speaker slam speech. So that was a 5.5 minute speech that I did about a month ago. And I was terrified to do it. It was different than any other speaking I've had to do. It was an inspirational talk, but it was short and sweet, where I was telling a story about reinvention. And it was a competition, and I got second place out of 10 people. And so it came back, and I couldn't watch it. I still can't watch it. And when I started to listen to myself, the vibe that I was getting was that I was an imposter, right? That imposter syndrome. This is a real thing. And I used to look up to people, or I still do, but people like mentors, people that I looked up to that I thought, oh, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. And then when I got into closer circles with these people, realizing that they feel like an imposter all the time. They don't feel good enough, or they don't feel ready, but they do it anyways. And so this is why I love having the right community around you. This is why I love holding myself accountable to honest people. Because when you're surrounding yourself with honest people, they give you honest feedback. And these are people that you respect their feedback. So you know that they're not going to steer you in the wrong direction, and that they're not a people pleaser. So they're not be like, oh my gosh, honey, it looks so great. I'm so proud of you. No, they're like, that sucked, or that was awesome. And so when I put up this video, a lot of people were sending me messages saying, people that I trust, honest people saying, Heather, you were really good at speaking. And even though I don't look at that, and I'm constantly wanting to improve myself, right? There's that sustainable ambition. There's that sweet spot where you have to find that you're going to be okay with imperfection. You're going to be okay with chronically up-leveling. But, you know, I feel great. I feel content. I feel fulfilled. I feel excited and happy, but I still always want to say, what's next? What's next? What's next? And I think it's just because I've committed to living a life that brings me joy. And, you know, 6 years ago when I almost died of cancer, my mindset was like, get out of survival mode. Okay. Get my body back on track. And then I just never stopped. And after that, I'm like, okay, well, if I got this far, you know, what else can I do? And then I achieved that goal. I'm like, okay, well, if I got this far, what else can I do? So I'm chronically up leveling. And I think that's just going to be who I am until, you know, my life cycle is complete. But what I noticed was that a lot of people, there was people that were commenting on my video as well, or sending me private messages saying, oh my God, you are a different person. And these are people who maybe I have not talked to in like 10 years. And they've been following me online or they've been listening to my podcast, but just, I don't know, maybe it was seeing a video of me. Even looking at that video compared to the video when I did my TEDx talk almost 2 years ago, I see a completely different person. Even though the scale has not changed at all, my face is leaner, maybe a little bit. I notice it a little bit. And it's not even that, you know, I've lost weight. It's just that my energy has changed. And I've just been more consistent with moving my body daily or almost daily and eating healthy whole foods. I've actually probably gained weight since then, meaning the scale, but I feel amazing. I feel better. And so this is what happens when you focus on how you want to feel and not I need to lose this, or I need to make this much money, or I need to whatever, because you're focusing from the inside out. And when you're focusing from the inside out, this is where magic happens. So one comment someone made was, your aura has changed. I remember when we first met and it was a completely different energy. And I think what she was trying to say to me is, you had shitty energy back then, and now your energy is better. And the truth is, I probably did. And I can even tell from my thought process to how I dress, to how I think about myself, to how I think about other people. And I stay in a energy more consistently of compassion. And even if somebody hurts my feelings, and you know, they say only you can let people hurt your feelings, but there's always ways that people are going to make passive aggressive comments, or they're projecting their shit onto you. And I don't let that affect me as much. And if it does, it doesn't stick with me very long. So it might be a few hours or maybe even a day, and then I can work my way through and let it go. And so I think I've been able to maintain a pretty clean energy for longer periods of time. And so this got me thinking, because oftentimes one of the number one objections I receive from women on like what's keeping them stuck, or, you know, from being the person they want to be, it is everybody else, right? It's everybody else and saying, well, if I put myself first, that's selfish and I can't create space for myself. And they're just getting in their own way in their head. And the beauty of that is when you don't make it about yourself, you make a bigger impact. Let me repeat that. When you don't make it about yourself, you make a bigger impact. So by me putting myself first, quote unquote, right? How selfish of me, meaning creating little pockets of time. And again, ladies, you don't need to be all or nothing. This can be slow and steady. Creating little pockets of time where I start to take better care of my body, where I start to eat better, where I start to be kinder to myself, where I start to really, you know, dive into the mindset stuff, where I start to really say, what do I want? Where I'm creating more connection with my children, where I'm getting them the support that they need, where I can fully be present, where my financial health is better. And I don't just mean making more money, like saving more, having financial literacy, relationships, marriage, future, like looking at every bucket of my life. As I continue doing this, You know, at first I thought, this is selfish. How dare I? Who are you, Heather, to want all these things? Well, now I'm looking at my husband and our marriage. I'm looking at my children and the future, their money mindset, how they believe about them, what they believe about themselves. And not only that, there I am standing on a stage doing a talk. This talk is, you know, being videoed and put on YouTube and having people say, that 5-minute talk changed my life, or that 5-minute talk completely changed my perspective, and who they see, right? And I'm just getting started. I feel like I'm just getting started. How, you know, it's going to get better and better and better. And by people saying, if she can go from stage 4 cancer and almost dying, and 6 years later, be up here, a beacon of light, show me how. How can I have that too? So it made me think, you know, reflecting that how you show up matters, and people can tell when you're doing the work. And so when you stop making it about yourself, saying, I feel guilty, then guess what? Magic fucking happens. Magic happens, ladies. So you don't have to look at me and be like, well, I don't want to write a book, or I don't want to start a business, or I just want to like stop yelling at my kids. I want to get a good night's sleep. Whatever area of your life that you want to focus on, whether it's time, money, energy, career, health, it's all connected. And the reason why I stopped solely focusing on parenting in my business, and I started doing this years ago, was because people were coming to me for parenting help. And what was happening is they're like, I'm dead inside. I don't have the time management skills. Our money is tight. And I realized it's like barrier after barrier after barrier after barrier. And I knew how to solve some of those problems. So I started creating a network for myself, which is trainings and coachings and all of this magic. And now it has unfolded to a global community of women around the world, which is what I call my Mastery Coaching Program. And so through the Mastery Coaching Program, it's an 8-month long experience. You have me in your back pocket. You have the community behind you. You have lifetime access to the content, which is personal and career related. And you have like access to these amazing women. And so we're going through the interview process right now and the application process. So if this is something you're interested in, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/mastery. And you're going to see a button. I think you have to scroll down a little bit. You're going to see a button that says, click here for your intro session, and you're going to fill out the application. Once you fill out the application, you and I are going to, or we're not going to get on the phone right away. You're going to get on the phone with Sasha, and then Sasha is going to interview you and see if you're a good fit. She's going to ask you all these questions. There's no obligation, no strings attached. And then if it's a good fit, you and I will get on the phone. I'll answer any last minute questions you have. I'll probably want to get to know you a little bit, and then we can get you registered. Now, some of the transformation that has happened for these women is in parenting. Like, they stop yelling. I just talked to a woman in the group. She got a $25,000 raise at work. Because why? She got the lady balls to ask for it. I walked her through that process. There's so much magic that happens for these women. Women are balancing their hormones. They are literally getting off of their antidepressants. And I don't say that as a physician at all. You need to talk to your doctor about that. But the reason why they are is because they're learning the skills on a deeper level of what is really going on in their life. They're also, you know, staying in the same job or leaving their job. But the beauty is sometimes they come in and they're like, I need to leave my job. And then they're learning the tools and strategies through this mastery program and saying, you know what? I didn't actually hate my job anyways. I just didn't know what to do. So I wanted to run away from my problems. So this is about feeling in control of your life. So I invite you to fill out that application, heatherchauvin.com/mastery. I look forward to reading it. Know that there's no obligation to get on the phone. We know who this program is a right fit for. So we're going to let you know if that's you. And if it is, let's talk. Just know you have control over who you want to be in the world and the more you invest in yourself with money, time, and energy. Doesn't have to be with me. If you take little incremental action steps beyond just listening to the podcast and reading the books, but actually doing the work that I'm telling you to do in these episodes, you will see your life transform. This can be easy.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.